Interesting commentary on sort of where we are, I guess. But let's get back to the clinical research. Can you talk a little bit more about what we know in terms of clinical research looking at neoadjuvant use of bevacizumab? The one study that a lot of people look at is the study that came out of Sandy Swain's group at the NCI. Could you comment on what your take was on that study and any other studies of neoadjuvant bevacizumab in breast cancer?
Well, I think the interesting part of the study, of course, has to do with the run-in phase, where the patients received bevacizumab alone, and they did do serial tumor sampling, as one can do with patients who come to the NCI. They were able to demonstrate down modulation of appropriate targets for angiogenesis. So I think it was a nice in vivo demonstration that the drug does have an effect on the expected target, the VEGF receptor. I think that the other observation from the Swain trial, which she herself has perhaps downplayed a little bit, was the difficulty with postoperative complications in patients who had received bevacizumab up until a few weeks prior to therapy. And certainly, I think that provided a take-home message, together with the colorectal experience, provided a take-home message to the rest of us that this drug does stick around for almost 3 weeks. It's just like Herceptin in that respect and other antibodies. And one probably needs to have it out of the circulation before taking somebody to a big operation, even a breast operation, which is far less complicated than a colon operation.
Yeah, I actually interviewed Dr. Swain for this series, and she did verbalize a lot of concern about what they saw. What I've been hearing from the colon cancer investigators, like Lee Ellis and others at MD Anderson, for example, is 6 weeks. Is that about where you're at?
6 weeks is what I would guess would represent a safe interval. So, for example, in the design of this neoadjuvant trial that I was talking to you about, the new one that we're hoping to get off the ground, George Sledge has recommended that we consider giving the bevacizumab for longer, giving it through part of the period of time that patients receive AC and prior to the surgery. I have no particular problem with that, and it may be that the ultimate design will wind up doing that. But I think the cleanest design right now probably is to stop about halfway through.